instead of Rumpke's dumpster.
Some of those,
exactly.
Some of them places donate their food to the free store.
Do they?
Some of those places do.
Man,
not
I mean,
all.
It's such a headache. I mean, do they want to drive all the way downtown to donate four Big Macs?
That's a good ethical thing to do. It's good for the community. It helps people. That's something else that's great about America is that America is full of people helping people.
Is four or five cold Big Macs worth driving across town to drop them off at the free store or some food bank or something? I doubt if they do it.
That, you guys forgot the cute blondes and Camaros, man. That's the American
way. That goes above and beyond everything else we have discussed. The only thing that turns me off is when they have a big feathered roach clip hanging from the rearview mirror.
Chris, you sound like the kind of American we like.
Why, thank you.
You're a real American, aren't you?
You betcha, man.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Tell all your friends.
Cool.
You know what else? You know what he didn't mention? He didn't mention cars on blocks in your front yard.
He didn't mention beer at state minimum prices either. Well, we're at it. Hello, yeah. Janet, you're on the air.
He didn't mention
Hello.
He didn't mention sneaking a beer.
Today?
Shut up a second, Janet.
Oh, well, you told me I was on the air.
He didn't mention sneaking a beer into a movie theater and then like coughing while you opened it and cracked it.
And then halfway through the movie you set the empty can down, then your girlfriend accidentally kicks it and it rolls all the way down to the front. Hello, Janet. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
You can't do that in Mexico. Yeah, go ahead, Janet. Sorry I yelled at you earlier, but I'm kind of testy this morning.
That's fine. You yell all you want to.
I don't want to yell anymore. I want to be your friend.
Janet, okay, do you have a car?
Do I have a car?
Do you have a car, Janet?
I'm getting a car. I don't
you are. Well, before buying a car, get important safety information from the Federal Crash Test Comparisons. If you want test results of crashes since 1979, you can call the Auto Safety Hotline at this phone number. Now, jot this down, Janet, okay?
Okay.
1-800-424-9393. That's 1-800-424-9393. Did you get that?
Yes, I did.
This makes me mad, Chris.
What kind of car are you going to get, Janet?
A 91 Ford Taurus.
A 91
Ooh.
Ford Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they answer these things all night long?
Probably. Hey, are you the one who works at a gas station, damn it, Janet?
Yes.
Oh. Can you get free gas then?
No.
Cheap gas?
No.
That kind of stinks.
Here's what we're going to do, Janet. We're going to hang up on you, and we're going to call the auto safety hotline.
Janet, I'm horny. Get off the phone. Jenny, you bitch. Quick.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Janet?
Listen,
okay, you guys are talking about the government.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody has their, some people are saying it's bad. Some people are saying it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's both. I mean, you got your good and you got your bad.
So you're saying with any large institution, any huge bureaucracy, such as the U.S. government, which is absolutely enormous, mind-boggling big. You have some good sectors of it, and you have some bad sectors of it. You have some good employees, you have some bad employees. Just like at the gas station. You have some people who are good customers, and you have some bad customers. You have good employees who don't mind washing the windows and will even do the rearview mirrors, and you have other people who just streak them all up.
Yeah.
I'm with you, damn it, Janet. Can you slam it?
Can I slam it? Sure, I can slam it.
All right, we're going to plan it.
Plan what?
Here's what we're going to do, Janet. We're going to call the auto safety hotline at 1-800-424-9393. We're going to ask them about a 91 Ford Taurus.
You know,
so stay tuned, and we'll get back with you on that, okay, Janet?
Chris, you know what's going to happen. You can't hang out. Okay. You know what's going to happen, Chris? They're going to say, when you're dialing from a touch-tone phone, please press the number whatever now. And we don't have a touch-tone phone. We... here at WAIF Cincinnati are still in the rotary age, which I think is absolutely fine. I enjoy the rotary because you get that noise, that classic noise. I mean, that's so much more reassuring and comforting and homey than that. But you can't play Jingle Bells or anything on a rotary phone, so you got to take the bad with the good. It's just like the U.S. government. You got some good parts.
And thank you for calling the Auto Safety Hotline. This is Willard Scott, and if you have a safety-related automotive problem to report, you've reached the right place.
I'll turn me down.
The Department of Transportation has set up this hotline to provide you with auto safety information and enable you to report safety problems with cars, trucks, and motor vehicle equipment. Your call is very important, and the hotline has been automated to provide you with better and faster service. Some of this information can even be faxed directly to you.
Thank you, Willard.
If you're calling from a touch-tone phone, please press 1 now, or you may remain on the line for other assistance.
Okay, we're going to remain
on
the line.
Our representatives are available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, except federal holidays. If you'd like to leave us a message, please remain on the line, and at the tone, leave us your name, your telephone number, including area code, and your message. It would be most helpful if you would spell your name. After recording your message, you may hang up.
Quit nodding at me.
Representatives will return your call during the next business day. And thank you for using the Auto Safety Hotline. Recording.
Hello, Auto Safety Hotline. I'm Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
Hello, Willard. And I'm Rob, R-O-B.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're a talk show, and Janet called us up, and she says she's going to buy a 91 Ford Taurus, and she would like to get some test results for from Federal Crash Test Comparisons. Could you please call us back with the results for the 91 Ford Taurus? And you can call the Chris and Rob Show at 513-749-1444. Once again, that's 513-749-1444.
Give them your fax number. Let them fax the stuff to you.
You can fax to that number, too. Thank you.
Oh, man, you got Willard Scott mad at you now. You are in so much trouble. You can't fax 749-14.
You can fax anywhere you want if you got the technology.
No, you cannot. I mean... Where's the paper going to spit out at? Through the microphones?
Yeah. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're taking your calls.
We sure are. That's why we call it a late night talk show. My joints ache. I am so tired, my knees are killing me.
Well, my loins ache, but I ain't doing nothing about it. I'm doing a late night talk show. I'm a trooper, man. I'm a cowboy for this thing.
You're a real professional. You hold in your pain. I'm not. You're Mr. Radio. I'm just some bum along for the ride, and I'm suffering now. I'm in pain. I'm tired.
Hey, Robbie, no pain, no gain.
I've been partying like it's 1999 or July 4th, 1995, and just going crazy. And I'm pooped, and I think a lot of people are pooped at 3:30 in the morning, the day after the most important non-religious holiday in America. Go ahead, Jenny. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Jenny.
I have a reason for the great thing about this government.
What's the greatest thing about this government?
We can listen to you guys every Tuesday night.
Isn't that great?
Yes, that is awesome.
What's that got to do with the government?
Because they've never done anything to take you guys off the air, have they?
We've got muscle, we've got pull, we've got photos, we're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
We got friends with the FCC. So, hey, I'll say it on the air one more time. The FCC can kiss my hairy white butt.
There you go.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling, Jenny.
Okay.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
Keep on eating those worms. 749-4.
Oh, that was Jenny the Worm Eater?
That was Jenny the Worm Eater.
That was Jenny the Worm Eater?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a cool last name like the Worm Eater. Instead of the boring name I have, but...
Rob.
That's just the way it... Yeah, Rob. Rob, not even Worm Eater. So I can't believe that those Indiana deadheads went crazy the other day. You know, I really never had any use for deadheads, but I always thought that, as a rule, generally, deadheads were pretty much peace-loving kind of people. Sure, they'd show up to hear a lot of really bad music.
No, what happened at the Grateful Dead concert the other day?
Sure, they would show up and dress really stupidly. And sure, they would show up and take a lot of illegal narcotics. But still, generally, the Grateful Dead, you think of their fans as being legions of peace-loving, tree-hugging, hey, dude, what's going on, and kind of people.
Peaceniks.
But several thousand, this is from the AP I'm reading, several thousand ticklish Grateful Dead fans rioted outside a concert, tearing down gates behind the stage to get inside and throwing rocks and bottles at police. A second concert set for Monday night was canceled. Police broke up the crowd with tear gas and arrested 17 people. I heard later it went up to 40. They arrested 17 people for drug offenses and resisting law officers. During the Sunday night melee, 25 people had been arrested for various offenses earlier in the day, so that would give us the 42 that I was talking about. There were no serious injuries. So what happened here? A whole bunch of deadheads showed up without tickets. And guess what, Chris? Guess what happens when you show up at a concert and you don't have a ticket?
You generally can't get in unless you're really sneaky.
They don't let you in.
Well, you can try to pretend like you're walking backwards.
You know,
do the moonwalk in the front gate.
I don't know how it is, but you know, whenever something gets big, you got the people who were there from the very beginning. So you probably had like a lot of 45-year-olds like going, mellow out. Come on, dudes, mellow out. Come on, man, let's go. This is not even cool for the karma of the whole event, man. But then you had a bunch of 18-year-olds going, get the hell out of me. I couldn't get into Metallica. I'm going to go see the dead. Get out of me. Get out of me. That's probably what happened. So you got these two camps. You got the longtime deadheads. People who've been selling bracelets since 72, 73. And then you got people who are just showing up because they think it's the place to be and they can score pretty easily. So, you know, I still believe deadheads are peace-loving people. They're just totally devoid of taste and style. But now you got this new breed of deadheads. It's like the killer bees. They're stronger, faster, more aggressive. The new deadheads.
And Jerry doesn't even know about them yet.
Jerry probably doesn't even know about them.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's a little after 3:30. In fact, it's 3:33. 3:33 at 88.3, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. You don't think they ride at Beach Boy concerts, do you, Rob?
No.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. Surfing USA. Yeah, everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA.
This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati, what radio was meant to be. Radio Reading Services of Greater Cincinnati seeks volunteers to read to individuals in a one-on-one situation or in small groups in the College Hill, North College Hill, and Western Hills area. To volunteer, please call 621-4545. This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, Cincinnati. And, you know, we're talking about what's so great about America, but there was some startling news came out not too long ago about America. This is, again, out of the newspaper. We're radio. We do no original reporting. We just read newspapers and make comments about them. But we're not going to do that right now,
broadcast
either.
Services.
Hi, is this Chicago?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chris.
And this is Rob.
Happy 4th of July.
Good morning.
Happy Independence Day from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Thank you.
How do people in Chicago celebrate the 4th of July?
Get drunk and light up dangerous illegal fireworks.
Now, where are we talking to you from tonight, Joe, in Chicago?
You're talking to me from Cincinnati.
But I mean, where are you?
Oh, in the John Hancock Center.
How many floors up are you?
94, sir.
You're 94 floors up in the sky?
Yes, I am.
That's a great place to see fireworks from, I bet.
It is.
Did you get to see fireworks from up there tonight?
No, we actually have our fireworks on the 3rd, the night of the 3rd.
Really?
Just to do things differently.
Were you there?
No.
Oh. Well, next 4th of July, I'm coming to Chicago and watching the fireworks from 94 floors up at the top of the John Hancock Building.
It's not as exciting, though, because you can't hear it. I mean, you can see it, but you can hear it a little bit, but not...
Well, who needs to hear it, man? Pretty colors is what it's all about.
But it's really, you know, the loud stuff is what it's about.
Joe, I always found the fireworks basically were attractive to some of the more...
Simple
people, the dullards of society, people who are basically attracted to loud noise and bright colors.
Sure.
The grouse we call Chicago.
The moths. People who are like human moths. They see lights, they go to them.
I think it's a safe observation.
Is that true with Chicagoans?
Yeah, that's why there was like 2 million people at the lakefront watching them.
Joe, our topic tonight is, what's so great about America anyway? Could you address that question?
What's so great about America anyway? I don't know. There's a whole array of things that, you know, anywhere from porno theaters to, you know.
We don't know anything about that. This is Cincinnati, remember.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, by the way, a little off the topic, but I've been wanting to ask somebody this. You're not from Cincinnati. What is an outer towner's point of view of the Mike Brown Cincinnati Bengals hostage situation with the city of Cincinnati? What did you guys think about that out of town? Did you hear about that?
The Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, did you hear about that up in Chicago?
I missed that.
Yeah, the Bengals are an NFL team. They started about 68. Okay, well, we have an owner named Mike Brown. He's the son of a very famous football person named Paul Brown.
Right.
And he told the city of Cincinnati, listen, city, Riverfront Stadium, though it was only built 25 years ago, is totally outdated. There are not enough large revenue-generating luxury boxes.
Yeah.
So if you don't give me a new stadium, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to Baltimore. And the city said, lighter. At the last second, the city said, no, come back. So now they're going to build Mike Brown a big giant stadium.
Really?
Yep.
That's weak. Of course, you know, the Bears are doing the same thing here.
The Bears have outgrown Soldier Field?
Yeah, they're moving out of town. They're moving out to the suburbs.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can have more luxury boxes.
Yep.
See, now I would figure
Soldier
that...
Soldier Field is cool.
I would figure that a city like Chicago, being, you know, the third biggest city in the country...
Yes.
...would have tons of these big, giant corporate headquarters who want those very expensive, high-priced, overpriced luxury boxes.
Well, I don't think that's a... I mean, they have... I mean, they added several boxes to Soldier Field, but Soldier Field is like the oldest park in America. I mean, it's pretty much falling apart. It's really old.
So structurally, it's not sound. It's like, well, they say the one in Cleveland, Cleveland Municipal Stadium or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They say that one's pretty old and pretty crusty, and it's ready to go over as soon as they get a strong wind up there.
Yeah, so they're, I think they should keep it downtown somewhere, but that's just me. Screw the people in the suburbs.
They get everything anyway.
Yeah.
And the only culture that a stadium brings to the suburb is the new stadium mall will go up near it.
New traffic, lots of new fast food restaurants.
Yeah, a few more gaps. The stadium gap. Bears gap or whatever.
Exactly.
Whereas if it's downtown, like it is in Chicago, it's really close to the lake in Chicago.
It's right alongside the lake.
It's right there alongside the lake. And you have all those, you know, cool single business type places where, you know, one guy has a store. One guy has a bar or something. Once you start getting out in the suburbs, everything's a chain, everything's a franchise, and it's all plastic signs.
Yep.
So, Joe, your job in Chicago is you're the traffic reporter, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Well, what's the traffic situation in Chicago tonight, Joe?
Well, we have a huge roadwork project starting tonight. Right now they have the Dan Ryan Expressway. Both directions, north and southbound, they've closed the express lanes off, so they've virtually closed the expressway in half. And they're going to be starting a new project where only two of the express lanes will be open until September. So some very heavy traffic. You're going to be headed over to Chicago in the next couple of months.
So the whole summer is going to suck?
Yeah.
So basically, if you're working for the Chamber of Commerce of Chicago, you would say, oh, no, go anywhere but here. Go to Detroit. Go to Indianapolis.
I wouldn't say that. I would say, just find an alternate way into town. Use public transportation. That's what we always recommend.
So what's all this about Chicago being a long way away from Monday?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I didn't get it either.
Yeah, the new ad campaign in Chicago. It's far away from Monday or something like that. How's that go?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What Chicago means, the big onion.
Yeah, we know that. But it's the big onion. No, all but right. You guys are running ads, and you got some, like, cool George Benson type. I guess he's the only musician ever to come from Chicago because George Benson's in all your ads.
No, so you got George Benson. There's tons of musicians from Chicago.
Okay, Rick Nielsen and George Benson.
Curtis.
What's that? Shut up!
What?
What's that beeping?
It's the Morse code.
SOS?
Yeah.
The ship going down at Lake Erie or Lake Michigan? Which one is
Lake
it?
Michigan.
Lake Michigan?
Yeah.
Is
probably
ship
what it is. I forget about them.
Okay, screw that boat.
You know what? I have to go do some news, fellas.
What's that got to do with us?
Not a thing.
Okay, well, good luck with the news.
Have a wonderful morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Chicago.
That was Chicago. Since the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, it's the only place in Cincinnati you're going to get Chicago traffic.
So do you think, you see those Chicago ads, and the one I saw was, you never know what you'll discover or rediscover. I don't know. And it's like these two older people, and they get together, and they're like high school buddies, and they ended up screwing. It's the whole thing I got, because they went to Chicago and hung out, and so they both got horny because they were in Chicago. I wonder how stupid the ads are for Cincinnati that are playing in Chicago.
They probably say, Cincinnati, the only city where you can say, yes, sir, Mr. Brown. Who's up next?
Tony! We're going to go talk to Tony. Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I want to just talk about what America means to me. It means being able to sit around your house in your underwear, smoking a big old fat one, with a cheeseburger on your table and drinking a beer and watching a porno flick on the television. That's the life.
I take it you're not a vegetarian, Tony.
Oh, no. Big old stack of meat, and I'm set.
How do you feel about vegetarians?
I don't mind them. Everybody has their own thing, you know. Little people like to do this, you know. Someone likes to do that. They don't bother me.
So you're not a veggie-phobic?
No. As long as they don't try to force it on me.
That's good.
So, you know, as long as I still get my meat, that's all that matters.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Tony.
Thank you.
You know something I've been wondering about lately, Chris?
What's that, Robbie?
This whole cyber porn thing. He brought up porno. I just don't understand the concept of one hand on the keyboard, one hand on the crank.
Hey, Rob.
I just don't understand this. I mean,
Rob, we're running a family show here.
They say the internet is just full of computer porn, and I just don't get people into computer porn. I don't understand it.
Hello, Uncle Sam, you're on the air.
Go talk.
Yeah, what were you saying about computer porn?
Yeah, I was saying I don't understand why anybody would be into it.
Why not?
Just sitting around, typing in dirty messages and having people type dirty messages to you?
Yeah.
Plus, and if you see a picture, like if you're looking at the hustler that's on the internet or whatever,
yeah,
you know, the pictures don't look nearly as good as the actual paper reproduction of the picture.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can see on the computer that you wouldn't be able to get here in Cincinnati, you know.
See, that's the whole problem. Like I don't live in Hamilton County.
Vagina and stuff, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can get in person that you can't get from a computer. And on that note, thanks for your call, Uncle Sam.
I know. Tell him, Chris.
I mean, geez.
Okay, that's from Rocky IV, right, Chris? This is Chris around Blade Night Talks. So that's from Rocky IV. I feel good.
Yeah. James Brown, Living in America. I feel good from Rocky IV.
Okay, and in that movie, Sylvester Stallone played Rocky, and he fought a guy named Drago or something like that. And he was played by a big, giant, tall guy named Dolph Lundgren or something.
He made that movie before he made Judge Dredd.
Okay, so anyway, I remember during that era reading an interview in something or other with Dolph Lundgren, and he said, hold on a second, Dale. He said, we had it tougher than real boxers because not only did we have to learn how to box for the movie, but we had to look good, too. The boxers don't have to worry about looking good. And I thought, I'd like to see this guy go, 30 seconds with Larry Holmes, who at the time was a champ. Larry would have ripped his head off.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was hoping, but it never happened. Okay, go ahead,
wait,
Dale.
Wait, before we go to Dale.
Sorry, Dale.
Hi, Dale. You're on the air. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, Dale.
Happy 4th to you, man.
What did you do to celebrate Independence Day today, Dale?
Well, yesterday I had to work today, so I just slept. But yesterday I had a little get-together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Hey, but check it out about that cybernet pornographic thing you was talking about.
Uh-huh. Cybernet porn.
Yeah, man. I seen in this techno magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what they have is they got this little outfit that you wear. That's got some type of electrodes or whatever hooked up to your hands,
mm-hmm,
and your feet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they have them hooked up to your erroneous zones or whatever they call it. And
you mean they have it hooked up to your
erroneous zones or whatever they call it.
Your erroneous zones.
You know, your pleasure areas. When you move your fingers and stuff, you know, naturally, the other electrodes like that are around your erroneous zones move also.
Whoa, whoa, man, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah,
so, like this
like,
is
so
weird, man.
If a woman were to reach out and like, let's say, if she had her, what they call it, 3D image there of her mate, and she reached out to grab it, you know, and she pretend like she
is
grabbed
it. Is this a computer
would,
or is this one of those virtual reality
it's
things?
It's like virtual reality.
So
it's like she would reach out to grab what she thought was there, and she would feel the caress herself. She would actually be...
Dale, did you ever see that Woody Allen movie called Sleeper?
What?
Did you ever see that Woody Allen movie called Sleeper?
Yeah, but it's been so long ago.
Good reference, Chris.
Yeah, why don't... Dale, why don't you go up to the video store and get a copy of Sleeper and watch it tomorrow night?
Really? I may do that.
There's something in that movie that directly pertains to this phone call.
That's right. So now you know I'm not lying, right?
No, right.
We believe it. I mean,
right.
I can see
it's an old movie. It's by Woody Allen. It's called Sleeper.
Yeah, I've seen that where they like froze him or something. They woke him up like years later.
He's in tinfoil. He's all wrapped up in tinfoil.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like on that ball, filling on that ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, man.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah, man. Hey, they've got stuff like that now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like that. It's a little different. It's like when a woman moves or a male moves his hands, you know, to grab something. Then he's actually caressing himself, but it doesn't seem like that.
That's kind of weird.
So it seems like the woman is.
He thinks he's reaching out, or he knows what's going on, but the image, the fantasy is, he sees a woman like in front of him when he puts this helmet on.
So he sees a woman.
And he reaches out to grab the woman, and he reaches out to touch her. And let's say if he reaches out to caress her and moves his hand, he's actually caressing himself in another part
that's
of his body.
Dale, that is just too perverted. I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Hey, I'm telling you, man.
That's giving me the creeps.
You know, none of us could probably afford to have one. You know
well,
what
here's
I'm
the
saying?
Deal,
I mean, like,
Dale.
It costs a mint.
If I'm burping the worm, I don't want to. I know that I'm burping the worm. I don't want to be pretending I'm doing something else. Plus, you might short yourself out.
Yeah, but what do you think about when you're burping your worm, man?
Hey, just Dale, stop. If you think that's weird, Rob and I have been starting a new thing we call Radio Aerobics. We want you to work out with us. Are you ready, Dale?
Yeah,
yeah
you won't
man.
Get electrocuted.
We need you to work out. You're probably not in shape. You can tone them muscles up for your little lady. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. Reach up.
All
up,
right.
Up. Okay. Okay, now squeeze that tush.
Oh!
Squeeze.
Oh!
All right. Now do your leg lifts.
Hold on, I can get something higher, away.
Higher,
I got to tell back
higher,
time.
Higher, maybe more higher.
It's all technique. You got to reach technique.
Now, okay, everybody. Now, spread out on your, what do you call that rug on the floor? Those guys do that thing.
Man,
on
your personal floor is workout filthy, man.
Mat.
I'm
okay,
not doing
spread
that.
Spread out on your personal workout mat now, okay? And get on your stomach. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Lift your arms and your legs up backwards. What this is called doing the lobster. Ready?
Man, that's painful. Man.
Up,
I can't do that.
Up!
Up!
Up! Up! Up!
If you like a full-color poster of the Chris and Rob Body Shaping Radio Aerobics, send $7 to WAIFFM, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206.
Hey, man, I'm not a coward.
Until it comes.
Hey, man, I'm not a coward either.
Dale, are you a man?
I am a man. I'm never a coward.
Dale, repeat after me. Repeat after me, Dale.
I'm doing it. Repeat after me, Dale.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain.
Say it again. Say it again. No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain.
No
Evil Knievel forever.
No.
Yeah, say that. Come on. Evil Knievel.
He's not dead.
He's dead, man.
Evil Knievel is the first guy that said no pain, no gain. He coined the phrase.
No way. Benjamin Franklin did, you dumbass.
No. Evil Knievel did.
Rodney King did.
No, Rodney King is the one who coined the phrase, ooh, ooh, ah, please stop. Stop hurting me. Ooh. No. Later, Dale.
All right, man.
All right.
Cyber aerobics we got going here. Hello, Dale. You're on the air.
Here's the deal. You know, they'll show like a close-up of a girl down on all fours, looking over her shoulder, making grunting faces.
On that CyberNet?
Well,
buddy of mine's got that.
I'm talking about just like a workout show on ESPN. They'll show the close-up of the girl, like, and she'll be like,
But, I mean, what's worse, cyber porn or aerobic porn?
Well, on that cyber porn, a buddy of mine's got it. And there ain't nothing wrong with bouncing Bobo if you want to.
Yes, but the thing is, to a computer, that's just nasty. What if you ruin your computer?
By playing about when bouncing Bobo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get you a mouse. Get you the mouse and just use your feet.
All right, Dale. Well, it's good to know. Or this isn't Dale. Or is this another guy named Dale? How many? No, you know, I've never met a guy in my life named Dale. Now tonight, there's three of them within 2 hours.
Thanks for calling, Dale.
Okay.
So basically, everybody's calling up to say, I think cyber porn's cool.
Who cares?
Yeesh.
Who cares? This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you just tuned in, it's 2 minutes until 4 o'clock. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And the whole idea of looking at naked pretty women, everybody digs that no matter what the format. Movies, videos, magazines, computers.
My bedroom.
Well, arr. But the whole idea, I mean, the thing that spooks me is the talking dirty back and forth to each other.
On a typewriter.
Yeah, what are you wearing? Types in one big, fat, ugly dude from the Midwest to another big, fat, ugly dude from the Midwest who pretends to be a 14-year-old girl. Oh, I'm wearing panties, he types. And they are all wet. And then the other big, fat, ugly dude's like, oh, that's really cool. I wish I was there because, you know, I'm really svelte and I have a swimmer's build. Which means he, you know, is a whale. I don't get it. So basically what you got is two, and this is the last time we're going to talk, but the topic's dead after this. So basically you got two big, fat, hairy dudes spanking it to each other. Get us out of here with some music because I don't want to talk about this anymore. WAIF Cincinnati, get ready for the last hour of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The last hour is usually the best hour, although the first 2 hours are usually so good. It's hard to say what is the first hour, which is the second hour, which could be the best hour if it was the last hour. But sometimes the last hour surpasses the first hour as being the best hour, but the second hour could come in first as the best hour if it was the third hour. WIF, Cincinnati.
Daisy is darling.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. 749-1444. If you're calling from out of state, that's 1-513-749-1444. And if you're calling from one of them fancy schmancy Republican-looking cellular phones in your car, the phone number is 749-1444. Welcome to the third and final hour of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Welcome to our world, Tim.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air.
Hey, it's me again.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
Great. How's it going with you?
Oh, pretty good. Want to talk about what makes America great.
Tell us, Tim, what makes America great.
What makes America great is when a guy like that kooky Jerry Springer fella
can
get him a talk show where he doesn't have to write the freak's checks. That would be an oblique Jerry.
You know, one thing I've noticed about Jerry Springer that he does more than anybody else is not only does he set up confrontational episodes, which they all do, but he brings on
the freakiest.
He brings on weirdos, but the thing is, he also absolutely covers the stage. He'll have 15 of the biggest psychopaths in the country on stage at once, figuring the more nuts he can squeeze on that stage of his, the more likely a riot will break out.
And I mean, let's think about this. This is a man who, like, 20 years ago was writing bad checks to prostitutes in Newport.
Was it even that long ago?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think it was. Well, maybe it was that long
maybe
ago.
Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't conform to a linear time frame.
The whole deal is, I read an interview with him recently in, I think, Entertainment Weekly, and he just has absolutely thrown away any pretense of doing a quality show. His line is, we started off doing quality shows that he was proud of, shows that didn't embarrass the whole city of Cincinnati, and they went absolutely nowhere in the ratings. In about 6 or 8 weeks into a show, they figured, hey, we can either continue to do quality shows and get pulled off the air here in a week or two,
like Jon Stewart did,
or we can start having... He watches so much porno, his girlfriend feels she can't keep up, while the guy's sister feels that he shouldn't be watching porno in the first place, on the next Springer. Then you get like 98 relatives on stage all screaming at each other, and you hope that somebody's boyfriend is going to pop some other guy right in the jaw.
And aren't they all actors anyway? I mean, none of them are really real people, are they?
I don't know. I mean...
But, I mean, where does he find these people?
Well, at the end of the show, he says, are you a porn addict and your girlfriend doesn't like it? Give us a call. I want it. Who's like, you know, hey, Chris, I'm a porn addict, and you know, my wife doesn't like it. I should go on Springer and tell the country about it.
You know, when he left Cincinnati, I was all hacked off. I was really mad. I was wanked that he was leaving. But when he got to Chicago and he started doing that crazy, I watched him today and yesterday he had on like club kids, which were just like freaks.
Oh, he gets all these kids with one name who they want to do anything but dance, and they get paid to go to parties and stuff.
Cross-dressing, homosexual, green-haired.
The club kids make every one of those talk shows.
Yeah, and he does like 4 shows a week with them.
How come I've never heard of the club kids?
Oh, the club kids are real big.
Hmm. They go to the rave.
Okay, rave on.
Yeah, they get paid to go to raves in New York.
You guys want some rave music?
Yeah, I think it's time to rave. It's 4:05 on a Wednesday morning. It's time to rave. I just got me a new batch of funky chicken in from the West Coast, and it's going to tear me up. Oh, boots.
Okay, everyone, we're going to the rave.
Let's dedicate this one to the Wolfman.
Hey, Tim, who are you going to dance with at the rave tonight?
I'm gonna dance with Bosco.
Cool.
I'm going to dance with Hummingbird.
All right, continue, Tim. We're still listening.
Well, what else makes America great is that a man can stand in his boxer shorts outside and just light off fireworks in the rain and like, lay them in the street and, like, shoot them up the street.
Somebody was throwing bottle rockets at me when I was driving my car down the street in Hyde Park tonight.
Throwing them right at you?
Yeah, at the car, shooting them at
the car. Well, dude, I mean, that's Hyde Park. I mean, that's
great.
That's just
out
what
there,
you,
they can afford to get a new car every week.
That's what you expect in Hyde Park.
Man, this rave has just got me in the flavor, doesn't it?
Again, gotta plug the show, Stranger, Thursday, 10 o'clock.
Oh, you're the Stranger guy?
Yeah, I am.
I got a little constructive criticism for you.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
I didn't hear it, Tim, so I'll just sit out this one.
Oh, thanks.
Thursday morning, I was listening to The Stranger. Let's
Why didn't you call? I needed some help.
I was in the car, man.
Oh.
All right, 10 o'clock a.m., Thursday mornings on WAIF is a program called The Stranger, and this is Tim.
Yes, hi.
Okay, first of all, get rid of that theme song, man. I'm tired of hearing that.
We all have a face.
I only played it once.
Okay, that song.
That was the first time I'd ever played it.
That song sucks. I like Billy Joel, and that song still sucks. All right. Second thing is you take the calls for like an hour at a time.
Play that Brenda and Eddie song.
Yeah, well, play that Brenda and Eddie song.
Play that Scenes from an Italian Restaurant song.
Yeah. Guys, look, I only get like one call, and it's
Brenda
some
guy and Eddie were a popular study. They were the kings and the queens of the prom. That
bom,
song.
Bom, riding around with the car top down and the radio on.
Yeah, that one. Use that one, okay?
Nobody looked any finer.
I only get one call.
And that guy was like your dad or something. No. That guy that called in was like your dad.
Luigi was Dave's dad.
Huh?
Luigi was Dave's dad.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
How did I know? Luigi was your dad or Dave's dad or somebody's dad.
I didn't want him to call.
And the guy was a freak anyway.
Yes, he was.
You should be able to get calls at 10 o'clock in the morning, Stranger. I think you can do it.
Where's Luigi right now?
He's probably in bed.
You could probably set up some interviews. I mean, if you were on at 10 a.m. on a Thursday afternoon, Stranger, you can get some people to talk to you. There are enough media whores in this town who will go on any radio station that you can line up some interviews. You can get some Bengals or Reds.
You know, you can get
some city council people.
Timothy Leary.
You can get some ravers. You can get some
Captain Kangaroo.
Maybe I'll just go Jerry Springer and just
get
club
get Uncle Al.
Isn't he dead?
The Post just did a big feature about where's Uncle Al now?
I bet you could get hold of Jerry Springer and give him a phone call from the Stranger program here on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Maybe
he probably remembers Waif and thinks he's still hip with the kids.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing about with Springer, how you know he's going nuts? He's got that Howard Hughes thing working where he's not cutting his hair anymore.
Oh, and here's another
he's
thing.
He's just letting
Mr.
his hair
Stranger,
get longer and unkempt.
You and Dave is the guy's name?
Yeah.
You and Dave are a far cry from Chris and Rob.
Yes, I know.
Quit trying. Why don't you just be Tim and Dave?
I'm trying to, you know, I plug you guys every week in the hope that one
cold.
Of you will call. To say, hey.
When are you on?
Well, are you a music show or are you a call-in talk show?
We're both. Like, we're like you guys. We play some music.
Well,
we
play music only because we don't have any commercials in the station.
Well, we don't have commercials either.
And we got to take a break every now and then.
Yeah, you got to get a soda break every once in a while.
There's just me begging for people to call. And now I'm unemployed, so I beg people for jobs and money.
Yeah?
So I'm doing my
best. I know one job field you shouldn't go into. The talk show host.
Man, why are you so cold with it? How many talk shows have you done, Stranger?
None. Just this one.
So this is...
And he's just dashing my hopes.
And how many episodes have you done?
He's only been on the air like 3 weeks, Chris, and you're telling
Four.
The kid that he sucks? Give him a break!
Yeah,
I remember.
Break.
I remember the third time I was on the air.
You sucked. You bit.
About,
you blew
about
hard.
Three decades ago, I was on. It was my third talk show, and some guy calls in, and I said, "Hello, you're on the air." And the guy said, "Huh?" And I kept him on the air for 20 minutes, and that's all he said was, "Huh,
huh,
huh."
Like a Mexican standoff.
And so finally, on the off-air line, Rush Limbaugh called in. And he said, "Look here, Chris. I got to give you some advice. Get out of the radio talk show." And I said, "Rush, you're so cold." And Rush said, "No, dude, you can't cut it."
So then you aspired to outdo him and just say, "I am a better talk show host than that fat Rush Limbaugh
character." And now what happens when somebody calls in, I say, "Hello, you're on the air," and they say, "Huh?" I just hang up on them.
Amen, brother. Preach on.
Okay.
So if I can achieve and climb the ladder to the top of the talk show host pyramid, I think you can too, brother.
That's what I'm saying, is that, look, if you and Wild Man Walker can do well on the radio, then by God... Fat guy from the West Side's got a shot, too.
Okay, but I still think you should get out of the business because you suck. Later, Tim.
Bye.
Everyone, tune into The Stranger on WAIF, 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and listen to that poor guy struggle along.
Okay, Chris, so when we have the big giant Chris and Rob fanfare 95, hello. You know like how those country guys always have fanfares, and like everybody lines up to get an autograph by Tanya Tucker and Clinton Black and stuff. And
oh, man, that would be cool.
They go, well, when we have Chris and Rob Fanfare 95 and people stay in line 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 hours.
And we're not going to charge for autographs like baseball players do.
No.
It'll be gratis.
When some kid stands in line for 8 hours and he doesn't want our autograph and he just like punches you in the nose, you'll know who it is. It's the stranger. And if he's wearing a mask, it might be satin, could be steel, could be silk, or could be leather. But it'll be the face of the stranger. He'll lay you out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, The Stranger, Thursday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., a whole hour of The Stranger.
And I will try.
Right here on the radio, what radio was meant to be, the home of The Stranger,
right,
WAIF
Chris,
Cincinnati.
You remind me, and I'll remind you, so that way one of us will think to listen to The Stranger Thursday at 10. I mean, you were listening last week. You should have called and said, "Rob, turn on The Stranger."
Hey, let me remind you of something else. 749-1444. That's the phone number. The address, because we're accepting fan mail, is P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. That's P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, 45206. And you know what it's time to do, Rob?
Is it time to dance?
Pete, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Rayvon, buddy.
Hey, me and my buddies were trying to figure out where's the erroneous zone.
The erroneous zone?
We kind of figured that it was the place on woman when you touch, she says, "You're doing it wrong."
Yeah, that's...
you're exactly right. That is the erroneous zone. Watch out for that area.
Yep, that's all I wanted to call for.
Well, thanks for your advice, Pete.
Cool, catch you later.
Did you get that, Dale?
What he meant, of course, was the homogenous zone.
I won't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. On you, they call it the gregarious zone. On Rob, it's called the gregarious zone.
I'm too ticklish to have a gregarious zone.
Well, then they probably call that the humarious zone.
You know, Jeep.
Oh, this is the nutty last hour of the show.
You know, G. Gordon Liddy always says, "I'll hit the G spot. I'm virile, potent, and vigorous," or something like that. He'll hit the G spot. That's what we attempt to do.
Listen to that wacky bass.
Is this Eartha Kitt?
This is that last record Eartha Kitt made after she was Catwoman.
I saw one today on FX.
Rob, who was your favorite Catwoman?
Well, Julie Newmar, there's no doubt. Heads and tails above it. 38, 20,
do you like her better
36.
Than, who was it in the movie last couple years ago?
Michelle Pfeiffer? Not even close.
Didn't think Michelle
Julie
Pfeiffer
Julie Newmar
was...
is so far above Eartha Kitt.
So where's Julie Newmar now?
Lee
and how fat
Meriwether.
Is she?
Julie Newmar, she is not fat. I saw a picture of her recently. She's still built like an absolute brick outhouse. But she, you know, she's kind of wrinkly now.
Do you think she goes down to the rave?
That's how she stays young. She drinks a lot of carrot juice, takes a lot of funky chicken, vitamin A.
Smart drinks as opposed to dumb drinks.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I saw Eartha Kitt on some talk show getting interviewed.
And what'd she say?
Well, she always referred to herself as Eartha Kitt. It's never Eartha or me. It was Eartha Kitt. That she said. So I went over to Paris, France, to make a movie with Orson Welles. And Orson Welles said to me, Eartha Kitt, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. I said, Eartha Kitt, you're an idiot. I kind of doubt that. Hey, the phone's ringing.
Hey, phone's ringing, everybody.
97X.
Hi, is this 97X?
Something like that.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob late night talk show, and we're having a rave on WAIF.
Are there drugs involved?
Maybe.
A little funky chicken, a little vitamin A, and a few smart drinks.
You said rave.
Yeah, we're having a rave.
Is that like the perm?
Are you guys at 97X? Do you guys ever, like, have raves? A 97X rave?
We have raves inside of our own minds.
But have you guys ever sponsored an Oxford rave, like the 97 Extra rave?
No, we haven't. Maybe we should.
I think that would be a good step in the direction, marketing-wise, for 97X. You can even make 97 Extra rave bumper stickers.
And we could actually probably have some acid with 97X on it.
Cool. Cool. Little blotters with little 97s on them.
So all the kids under 16. Yeah,
so we'll have to pass the tape of this interview along to Doug Balog.
So
how are things going at 97X tonight? The topic tonight, you want to know what our topic is?
What is the topic?
The topic on the Chris and Rob late night talk show tonight is, seeing as how yesterday was the 4th of July and all.
Uh-huh.
What's so great about America anyway?
I think it's the free stuff.
Like what? Cheese?
The free stuff you can get from the government.
What about like buy one, get one free?
That's good. I was thinking more of the welfare thing.
You know what ticked me off?
What?
Okay, today I go buy some shaving cream,
uh-huh.
And on there is one of those, use this coupon now, save 20 cents.
Uh-huh.
I forgot all about it, and the lady at the cash register didn't peel it off either.
Well, what do you expect?
I mean, like, if we were socialists, I bet she would have peeled that coupon off for me.
Maybe and gave you a free checkup.
That would have been great.
But you should have been aware. America is about being aware. It's always been about being aware. And if I sound too deep, it's because I am in my own murk.
You are sounding very deep.
Thank you. I try to be.
You're sounding very awake for this time of night, too.
Very awake. Hey, it's amazing what a couple days off will do for you. And a bunch of beer-fueled mayhem.
Deer-fueled mayhem?
Beer-fueled.
Beer-fueled mayhem.
Am I not talking?
Slurring, brother. You're not on the air, are you? I mean, you're just like behind the scenes, right?
I'm quick slamming some dew, a big 20 ounce.
So, dude, are you like the DJ at 97X, or are you like the DJ's buddy who answers the phones?
I'm actually both.
Okay.
It's
so,
a split personality thing.
Do you talk about this stuff on the radio?
I can.
Cool. Why don't you?
All right. Should I bring it up? Next break or something?
What, talk about how you've been on a beer-fueled rampage for the last 3 days and now you're sleepy?
I thought you said I sounded wide awake.
Oh, well, that was sarcasm.
You're the one.
Hey.
That sounds sleepy.
I am very sleepy.
Mister.
I am tired.
Why? You guys are done in 40 minutes?
We're done in 42 minutes.
42 minutes?
Yes.
So for you, life is good. You guys shouldn't have had all that wiener schnitzel brat thing going on before you came in last night.
I know, because...
You guys are probably just, gassing each other off there.
No, we let Jim handle that for the three of us.
Okay, who's Jim?
The lovely town of Jim answers the phones here.
Okay. A.K.A. producer/producer?
Yes, he is the producer/producer.
There you go. You can't beat that. Receptionist/producer.
Yes.
That's
and science editor and grammarian.
Ooh.
If you use the wrong,
Ain't got no.
If you say ain't got no, he's all over you.
Cool.
He is all over you.
Cool. So where's he from?
He's from Westchester, the home of good grammar.
That shows. Exactly. You're right there.
All right, we're going to move along, 97X. You guys sponsor a rave.
I'm sorry I was so damn boring.
The thing is, what you got to do is you got to sponsor rave and have it be so underground
that
absolutely
knows.
No one knows where it is and no one shows up. And that way you guys don't even have to show up. You can just go around saying, man, we had a really bitchin' rave. And all the kids would go, 97X is cool because they had a rave. I didn't go to it or anything, but I heard it was cool.
I tell you what.
Turns out Doug doesn't have to spend a single
shiny penny on the thing.
And he loves that. And I tell you what, you got something started there. You have fueled the fire.
Rave on.
I just want you guys to know that.
Rave on.
Peace and rock out.
It is. It's a ravelicious world we live in.
You know it.
Later.
Later.
749-1444. Late night talk show.
Before investing with a particular broker or firm, find out if they've been disciplined in the past. Call the National Association of Securities Dealers hotline at 1-800-289-9999. That's 1-800-289-9999. Number nine. Turn me on, dead man. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Consumer Information Center, WAIF. I'm sure we have a lot of big-time investors in our audience.
Yes, I'm sure we do.
The people that call our show generally sound like investors to me. Self-educated investors.
Guys have a lot of spare pocket change.
So if you're going to invest in something, call the National Association of Securities Dealers Hotline. That number one more time is 1-800-289-9999. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and I'm Chris, and he's Rob over there sitting next to me.
What's that mean? Turn the music down?
Yeah, turn it down a bit. You're blowing me out of here. And the phone number here is 749-1444. We're one of these casual late-night laid-back talk shows. Hello, Bruce. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, Bruce.
I'm an actual club kid. I can't believe you guys are, like, slamming it as a profession because I just went to a big party, and I got paid to be a club kid entertainer, and I made $50.
Bruce, you're a club kid entertainer.
Yeah.
What's part of your show? Could you describe your show to us?
Well, I wear one of those rainbow wigs, kind of like the guy that used to hold up the John 3:16 sign behind the field goal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a cool wig, man.
And I wear roller skates, man. And, like, $50 keeps me up on trucks with skates. I mean, it pays my bills.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, you guys just can't knock it until you try it. I mean, it's a great deal. I haven't been on Springer yet, but, I mean, it's a blast. You get to meet guys. You get to meet all kinds of people. I mean, it's just
That's
fun.
That's great. Well, how could Rob and I go about becoming these kid club entertainers if we wanted to get in on it?
Well, like, seriously, you should show up at a rave sometime and talk to the DJ, because the DJs always know what's hip and what's happening, and they know, like, all the underground stuff. So it's kind of a secret society, really.
I've generally found that the DJs are pretty much behind the eight ball on things. What you need to talk to are the record executives.
Yeah, I think you could give David Geffen a call.
So this kid club entertainers, is this kind of like Menudo or something?
No, they've been around a long time before Menudo. I mean, this is all the way back to the 60s.
Oh, so it's like the Village People then.
Before that even. I mean, there was always some kind of crazy entertainers. They've always either been drag queens or just total freaks like myself.
Oh, so this is like an Andy Warhol kind of thing.
Kind of like one of Andy's parties with Nico and stuff.
All right,
you know?
That's great. All right, well, thanks for calling, Bruce, and
all
filling
right.
us in.
Just wanted to turn you on.
Well, you have turned me on. I'm all turned on now. All
right, tune out. See
Bye.
Ya.
Rob, was that guy like half of a weirdo, or was he just a whole weirdo?
That dude was a full-blown weirdo, plus he was a liar.
Yeah, I don't think he really was one of these guys that's been on TV.
No way. I think I was too big of a nerd to be a club kid.
Yeah.
Because I've known some club kids in my time.
How well have you known them?
I've known them very, very, very well. Some very close personal friends. Okay, I'll admit it. I was a club kid there for a while. Listen, I was in college. I was desperate for money. Sure, I learned to roller skate. Sure, I put on the wig. Sure, I wore the really small, eeny, teeny, tiny purple satin disco roller pants. I had to do it. I'm not proud of it. But you got to do what you got to do.
Did you look good in it?
I looked damn good in it. And that's why I was a good club kid. I'd work one or two parties a month, and I'd make enough money to pay not only my tuition, but my girlfriend's tuition and three or four concubines as well.
So, Rob, do you think that you and I have an eclectic talk show?
No, basically we have a pretty run-of-the-mill, boring, basic
talk show.
Well, if you like eclectic talk shows, that's the format for Larry Arnett and High Bias, which is one of the five segments of the Queen City Soapbox. Saturdays from noon to 1, you can hear Queen City Soapbox right here on the WAIF, the home of the Chris and Rob White Night Talk Show. Queen City Soapbox, Saturdays from noon to 1, and High Bias is aired on the third Saturday of each month, if you can remember this. I know it's starting to get kind of complex, but that's what you got to do for eclectic talk. If you're in the mood for eclectic talk shows, you got to kind of do a little math here. But the third Saturday of each month on WAIF at noon is High Bias with Larry Arnett.
So what you're saying is, if you want to listen to WAIF anymore, you have to almost have pen and paper ready so you can write down some of these things.
Right. Right on, baby.
It's a confusing world we live in, but you know, it's going to be worth anything.
It's not like Jim in the morning, Mike in the afternoon, and Gary on the way home. It's not that simple.
No, because we are eclectic.
Yeah.
We got to cover all bases. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. We're talking about what's so great about America anyway. Have we discovered what's so great about America?
Not really. Just a lot of people like, you know, coupons, free stuff. It's been a pretty shallow show so far.
Yes, we haven't really gotten any deep philosophical discussions about why America's great. Is it inherently great, or have we been coasting on some great men who lived over 200 years ago in this country of ours? Let's talk to Rick on the Chris and Rob Show.
Rick, let's talk about George Washington for a minute.
Okay.
His picture's on dollar bills, quarters, stuff like that.
Right.
What did he do to deserve all that?
Oh, he fought a war for us.
Oh, by himself?
Oh, he had help.
I think he had a little help?
Yeah, he had a lot of help.
One historian named Jonathan Flexner called Washington the indispensable man, meaning that he was the one figure during the Revolutionary period that basically was absolutely and totally indispensable, the only figure from that era.
Could it be that because he was like a figurehead?
Ah, well, he's much more than that. I mean, he had to win the war before he became a figurehead.
Yeah.
He wasn't a figurehead until after he won the war.
Or he could have been an orator like Rush Limbaugh?
No, he was no orator. He had bad teeth, you know.
Oh, wooden ones.
Yeah, wooden ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's really great about America is you can get to the everybody's news. You get one of the WAIF alerts that came out a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit with a pen and listen to you guys. And then mark all the ones that are on, except on, like, Queen City Soap doesn't have it on there on every Thursday, or, I mean, every third.
Every Saturday at noon.
Right, but then, like, the every third is the special one.
There's a couple other shows on WAIF where some guys are too lazy to come in every week, so they kind of divide it up amongst a bunch of buddies of theirs.
Yeah.
And one week they play Frank Zappa records, and the next week they have an eclectic talk show.
All right.
You know? But that's cool. It adds a little diversity to the station. I always tell people, when you flip on WAIF, you never know what you're going to hear.
Unless you're smart. And you do like I did. You mark all the good ones. Like, with purple highlighter, like on Wednesday from 2 to 5, with Chris and Rob's late night talk show, like I've got on mine.
What else do you have purple highlighted?
I've got The Final Stroke on Sundays from 12 to 2. I've got the Late Late Comedy Show with Ed Clayton Monday from...
Oh, those guys are funny.
Yeah, they're a riot. I haven't heard Scrambled Eggs yet on noon on Tuesday.
That's very eclectic, too.
Yeah.
Call them and tell them you want to hear some Beach Boys.
I was at the concert when they were in Cincinnati.
Why?
Yeah, that's cool. It's classic.
Brian wasn't there.
After the Reds game?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to see the Beach Boys if Brian's not there?
Yeah, the music, the style.
Well, Brian is all that it's about, man.
Yeah.
Mike Love and those guys, bunch of creeps.
All Brian did was write the songs.
Oh,
Brian was the genius. The rest of them were just a bunch of creeps.
Yes, but all he did was write the songs. You can still have a band do the songs, and they still sound good.
Brian is probably a creep, too, but at least he can write a good song.
Yeah, he did. Well, that's what you go for, is to listen to the good songs. Made a great sound system for the stadium. It was real good.
Yeah. Were there a lot of hot chicks in bikinis?
There were four of them. That there were their cheerleaders that kept switching off and on.
What about cool dudes in a pair of Speedos?
No.
Saturdays at noon right here at WAIF, it's Queen City Soapbox. The grab bag full of talk, commentary, and call-ins that changes topics as well as hosts weekly. Four, count them, four. One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Informative weeks every month right here on Stepchild Radio. High
Sometimes
Bias,
five.
Hemp Rock Radio, and Teen Response, and Free Speech Cincinnati.
And The Stranger at 10 a.m. on Thursday.
That's on Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great shows on WA. Have you ever checked out Fun with Mozart?
Not yet, that's circled.
Oh. What can I tell you about Fun with Mozart that hasn't already been printed on the back of one of those classical music records?
The thing is, the name says it all. It's Mozart, it's fun with Mozart.
Well, it's on right after Rhythm Matrix, too, which is fusion.
Well, you know,
the best of both worlds.
I mean, that's great. I mean, they got Rhythm, they got Matrix. It's great.
If Tim's still listening from The Stranger, I'm going to try and call, even though I'm doing part-time work, too.
Okay.
And,
this is starting to turn into point-to-point, so let's broaden this thing out a little bit.
All right. Anyway, keep up the good work. You guys are doing great.
America, do you love it?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably the best one so far compared to the other countries that I've ever read about.
Have you ever been to another country?
No, haven't had that opportunity.
Why not?
Basically, like Tim, I'm not working right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old are you,
dude? You're bringing down our target audience.
No, let's not do that. No,
we want to appeal to people who have pocket money. We want to appeal to people who can afford our sponsors. How can we get a Lexus or BMW or Audi dealership to sponsor the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show if all of our listeners are basically unemployed, freeloading creeps?
Well, see, talk to Tim on Thursdays at 10. He's got an astrology show too, right?
Oh boy.
Weird. No. Rick, how old are you?
Over 30.
You're 30?
Over 30.
Over 30 and you're unemployed?
Temporary.
You got a family?
Hold on. Shh, 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 shh.
No.
I'm getting a... What? I'm getting an aura.
He's getting a vision.
I'm getting a vibe. Rick, yep. Hold on. Hold on. I'm feeling something.
And this is like Psychic Friends Network.
Oh,
no.
Rick, you're a very sensitive person, aren't you? You're highly intelligent and a caring person, aren't you?
Yeah.
A lot of people misunderstand you. You're very smart and caring and intelligent, and you're very warm, but sometimes people misunderstand you. And you want a job, but you don't just want a job that's just a job. You want a job that you feel will make a difference and make you happy. Am I right? I'm feeling these vibes.
I can get my truck back.
Right, well, yeah. I felt there was a loss in your life.
Yeah.
And it was a big loss, and it had rubber and metal.
AM/FM cassette.
Huh?
And also feel that there is someone very close to you that you're having some kind of strained relationship with. Maybe a family member.
You're going out on a limb with this one, Rob.
Uh-uh,
no,
because everybody does. Everybody has a strained relationship with someone in their family or their loved one.
Unless you're a loner.
So, Rick, if you send me a check for $50, I'll continue this highly insightful reading. And I feel that you're a smart person, so you'll do this. Now, listen, Rick, you're probably saying, Rob, you're a damn good psychic, but I just can't afford you. And I'm going to say to you, Rick,